Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest is the MSU Extension agent, Ashley Durah.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good morning, Ashley.
Good to have you with us today. So today, beef and bison.
Yes, we are going to switch it up and talk about some proteins here. Okay. Definitely.
All right. So lay them on me.
All right. So let's go ahead and start with bison. Bison is our largest land mammal in North America. A bull can weigh up to 2,000 pounds, which is pretty impressive, and has quite a lot of meat cuts to choose from. Not as easily accessible, but if you are able to find some in a local producer or grocery store, I recommend giving it a try.
How is it a different flavor?
It's very similar to beef. We'll kind of talk about some of the comparisons. It's a little bit leaner. There's not as much marbling. Mm-hmm. So which is what some diets recommend, having less fat in their diet. So, but the flavor-wise, it's very similar. And it's easily to add marinades and cook a certain way to really get the, if you want to add the seasonings, the spices, to get the flavorings that you're used to, that you like. And it could be different cuts of meat, and then ground up is also another popular way to eat bison.
The only bison I've ever had is a prime rib.
Okay.
And the bison prime rib was just superb, but it was so well seasoned and cooked so slowly, and it was just
you kind of hear that a lot with proteins. It's the cooking procedures, how they're prepared, how they're cooked is really, it makes a big difference. So bison is kind of one of those cuts of meat. So do your research, and it's definitely doable. But it's not just something you want to just go throw on the grill.
No, I found like when I was in Colorado, went to Shorty Long's.
Oh, yeah.
And had bison steak, and it was pretty good. And then I had something up by Red Rocks in some diner or something, and it was so tough that I've always gone for bison burgers since then. Because it's going to be easier to deal with.
Yeah. It's tasty, and it's so one of the ways is broiling it, and so it's recommended that medium rare to medium is kind of the preferred taste method. So just having mixing the flavor with your preferred methods of cooking is also just kind of critical with that. But bison is full of there's a specific ratio of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, and these are not naturally made in our bodies. So we need to consume them in order to get it into our bodies. So it's not only a great source of the omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, but it is great for, also has vitamin B12, and then also a great source of protein.
Yeah. Well, game meat, even deer and elk, and bison are all kind of like grass-fed, natural forage, as opposed to being force-fed corn and stuff, in the lots. And so I guess it's leaner because of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different, there's some differences between grass-fed and then some that are finished with corn. And there's so many different ways to locally source the meat as well, whether it's bison or beef. And so I just recommend people looking into that, seeing what kind of locally sourced meat they can find, whether here in Flathead County or in Montana. There's just so many great smaller markets, farm stores that really support local.
How about the cost differential between beef and bison?
I don't have any specific data on the cost. There is some cost variation to that, and it just depends on the supply and the availability of it. But sometimes it's just nice to mix up your proteins as well. So sometimes the cost difference outweighs, just being able to add that variety to your diet and try something new. If you just eat beef all the time, maybe not the best thing. So just adding that variety, mixing it up, seeing what else is out there, and
Well, all right. Let's transfer our thoughts over here to beef now and get a little comparison.
Where's the beef?
Okay, so beef. We have a lot of beef cattle here in Montana. We have more beef cattle than people in our state, and which ranks us right up there at the sixth in the nation as far as the number of beef cattle that we have. So that's pretty cool. You don't drive very far without seeing all the cows.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the selection for beef cattle, you just really want to, you can select any cut of meat. Like I said earlier, a lot of people worry about it being too tough, too dry, but it's really how you prepare it, how you cook it, that makes a big difference. So marinades are really popular. And this kind of goes for beef and bison. So a marinade has four different components to it. It has an acid, which breaks down the proteins, which tenderizes the meat.
Mm-hmm.
It has an oil. It has seasoning or spices and then flavoring, which could be herbs. And then all those together create a tender meat that is full of flavor. The oil mixed with the seasoning just gets in all those open pockets inside the meat. So you just get a really nice, juicy, flavorful, tender cut of meat.
Is that why slow cooking is so important?
Slow cooking is... there are several reasons why slow cooking is important. Just not having that rapid shock. But this, the important part is not doing it too long. So it's 30 minutes to 2 hours is usually a good time for a marinade. Mm-hmm. But it's that acid just really kind of breaks some of the bonds that the protein has that might be tough on some cuts of meat. And then adding in the oil and the flavoring. And then cooking it however you prefer to cook it. Whatever your method is, broiling is a little bit faster, a little bit higher of heat. And it might be the ideal for some cuts of meat.
Yeah. I made prime rib a while back and I found a recipe on the internet that claimed it would be perfect medium rare. And it was like a butter and garlic and all this that you kind of, basted or pasted around it. And then you hit it at a really high temperature for 20 minutes and back the temperature down to, I think it was 3 1/4 for 40 minutes. And then you shut it off and you waited 10 minutes or something like that and used a meat thermometer. And it was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I've had that as well. And yeah, it's pretty tasty. So there are so many great recipes out there on the internet. If you're not familiar with cooking with beef, I recommend trying roasts, steak cuts, just so many. But the most, you know, one of the important thing to consider is food safety. So make sure that it's stored properly under 40 degrees, you know, right around 40 degrees or lower. And it can always be, you know, frozen if you're not able to consume it right away. Make sure that you freeze it. And once you are cooking it, it needs to be cooked to an internal temperature. Steaks can be a little bit lower to about 145. They're a little bit thinner, but a roast, a nice thick roast, needs to be cooked to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. And the part of it was it said take it out when it hit a lower temperature because it's going to continue to cook. And indeed, it hit that temperature in like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and just making sure that you follow that recipe and mm-hmm. then checking the temperature when it's, you know, it says that it's done to make sure that it reaches that highest temperature recommended.
Oh, that was great.
So there
now
we
I'm
go.
Hungry.
Some ways that you can get a lot of protein in a hurry.
Yeah, there's lots to do. It makes me want to go find some bison here in town.
Talk with me a little bit about why protein is so important to us.
Okay, so protein, oh my goodness. So protein is one of those important building blocks for our body. It helps just restore cells. It's also a important source of, facilitating red blood cells. And just make, you know, the iron that's in our proteins. And it includes things that we're not able to make in our bodies. And so it's just protein is just so helpful in one of those important building blocks for our overall body health.
Mm-hmm. Well, bodybuilders need a tremendous amount of protein to mm-hmm. keep their muscle fiber up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Muscle. Yeah. If you're, you know, protein. I won't go too much into diets, but talk to your nutritionist, your healthcare provider. Because yeah, protein is an important source if you're wanting to, you know, build muscle. Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, you got to keep in mind that the heart is a big muscle.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, yep. Definitely yeah. Heart health.
All right.
There you go.
Well, Ashley, as always, thanks so much. What a great discussion. Now we know.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and buy a prime rib now on the way home and make it. Except I told my wife tonight is salmon night. So.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Great source of protein as well.
All right. Ashley Dura, thanks so much.
Thank you.